A woman who is authentic, she takes care of herself, she knows exactly what her needs are, she knows her limits, she doesn't try to give more than what she has, and she never gives everything away that she is left empty. You're listening to the Find the Right Man podcast with Paulina Solda, episode number 63, The 7 Principles of an Authentic Woman.
Welcome to the Find the Right Man podcast. If you want to find the right man for you in just a few simple steps, keep listening. And now here's your host, dating coach and NEO style expert, Paulina Solda.
Live your life with love. Hello and welcome to this new episode where I will be talking about you, an authentic woman who is fully aligned with who you are and really own that and have a very clear understanding of yourself. And if that's not the case for you, if you don't fully resonate with it yet, it's not a problem. That is exactly why I created this episode. And if you're fully resonating, then it's just going to confirm and empower you even more, which is my purpose, is to empower you, fully align and express yourself authentically. And I will share with you those principles. And of course, everything that I do is completely personalized because I use personality typing system as the foundation that is completely psychology-backed, that recognizes our differences, our inherent differences in our personality types, and takes into consideration our strengths, weaknesses, and all the nuances. However, no matter what type you are in, what matters the most is that you not be that some version of like what somebody would. Everyone might have their own understanding, actually, based on their personality type, what authentic means. However, it's all about you connecting and aligning to who you really are and expressing yourself fully. Now, whatever your type is, you're also going to do that differently. You're going to use different tools. You're going to have different approaches that work for you. So, in this episode, I'm talking for overall the principles that can work for each of the 4 types. And of course, you customize it, you personalize it based on what your type is. The first thing I want to say is a woman who is authentic. This is the woman who always takes care of herself. And I would just add that word first, because you take care of yourself first. That is the definition of being authentically connected to yourself, is that no matter what your circumstances are, you take care of yourself first. Yes, even before your baby, who is crying and who needs help. Because just like that cliche phrase about put on the mask first when the plane is crashing, you gotta take care of yourself first so that you can be there for other people. And when it comes to a relationship, and men are not babies, but this applies to everyone. Definitely when you're in a relationship with a man, you take care of yourself first. That is your authentic, how you show up authentically for yourself. You understand that when you don't do that, when you violate this first principle, you put yourself into a state of constant stress where you don't have the time, you don't create the opportunities to rest, you don't refill yourself with resources that you need in order to give to somebody else. When you're running on empty, when you're coming and giving and giving and giving more and more and taking care of this man more and more, hoping that he's going to love you or he's going to give you what you want that he doesn't give you, you exhaust yourself energetically and emotionally, you empty yourself, and you disconnect from yourself completely. So a woman who is authentic, she takes care of herself, she knows exactly what her needs are, she knows her limits. She doesn't try to give more than what she has. And she never gives everything away that she is left empty. This kind of woman is fresh, rejuvenated, beautiful inside and out. She has energy. She's giving. She's generous because she's full. When you're full, then all of your needs are taken care of. Then, of course, it's easy to give when you have a lot. She is the woman who, of course, is grounded, calm, relaxed, course, sexy and attractive, because sexy energy, energy of attraction, it's all energy. So the more you take care of yourself first and recharge yourself, refuel, the sexier and more attractive you will be. So the second principle is connected to what I already said, where you filling yourself up, and the mistake that women make is that they just keep giving, giving, even when they have nothing else to give. So the second principle is that you never give all of what you have. You never fully deplete yourself. You never empty yourself to give to a man. What it means is that you never sacrifice yourself. You never do something at the expense where it's going to cost you a connection to yourself. You don't compromise your core values. And obviously, you're not going to put the man first, where you just give him everything. Because if you do that, if you keep giving, 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 even when you have nothing left to give, this man has no idea that what your state is, what your level of resources, where you are, that you're completely empty. He has no idea. And he can just assume that you give because you can. It's fine. He just keeps taking. Or he might actually just completely disregard, and he's just a user. He's just a taker. He will deplete you. He will allow that. He will demand that. He will manipulate you. However, when somebody tries to do all of that, you still have a choice. You still can decide that you live by this principle where you never, ever give all of what you got to that man. Where in personality typing example, where women come to me and they have no idea what their type is, and it takes them a while to figure it out. The reason why it happens is because, and they're not being authentic themselves, because they disconnected from who they are, because they were in a relationship for a long time, some decades, with an incompatible man who wanted, expected, so subconsciously were looking for that compatible energy, and he needed that, he demanded it, he manipulated them into that, he expected that, he maybe threatened them and he's going to leave a relationship, and they compensated for that lack. They naturally, it wasn't their strength, but they found a way to generate that. And the cost of it is that we can be, of course, we can step into any energy. We can put on the mask of any personality type if we have to. But it's going to come with a cost. You're going to pay the price for that. And what I'm saying is, think about a job that wasn't aligned with who you are, your purpose. You didn't share the values that the company had. It was a very toxic environment, and you stayed for the money. You had to take care of yourself, maybe your single mom, your child, your aging parents. But think about the cost. That job was like literally sucking life out of you. You had no energy. So just like it can be with a job, it was not aligned with your type. It's the same with a relationship. So when you give it all, and it takes you so much time and effort, you have to sacrifice and compromise and pretzel yourself. You give all of your time. You give all of your money. What happens is that it destroys you. First of all, you disconnect from your type. It depletes you. It drains your energy. You also grow more and more angry and resentful and victimized. Put yourself into this place of being a victim, that this is happening to you and this person did this to you and they abused you all these years and we took advantage of you. And a woman who's truly authentic, she never ever allows that. If that happened in the past, again, doesn't mean that it's going to continue. You can decide that when you live by this principle, you never compromise who you are. And of course, you can protect and secure yourself. But in the first place, the reason why to learn personality typing is, in the first place, you protect yourself by not choosing, not falling in love in the first place with somebody who is incompatible with you, because you can determine somebody's type on very quickly, very first date, first couple of dates. Now, the third principle is that you tell a man, you talk to a man when you feel hurt. You don't hold back. You don't decide to pretend. Again, portraying yourself. Like if you feel hurt, but you're making it like, oh, it's not a big deal. And you play it cool. And, oh, I'm fine. And you don't actually talk about your feelings and what you think and how you feel in the way, in the adequate way. I'm not talking about screaming and throwing dishes at the man and creating all that drama. But also, I'm not talking about hiding and dismissing and devaluing your own feelings and saying, oh, it's okay, because it will inevitably, it's not going to serve your relationship. It's going to create a distance. The less emotional intimacy you create, the more distance you create between you and the man. So there will be that increasing widening gap. But since we're not talking about the relationship in this episode, the relationship will be negatively impacted, but you will disconnect from yourself and it's going to hurt. The resistance, you might just say, oh, I'll just get distracted with work, or I'll go out, complain to my girlfriends about how he hurt me and try to talk to somebody else, maybe go to therapy and talk all about it, but never bring it to your man in your relationship. And of course, the solution here is that be authentic, or value, honor yourself, connect to your own feelings. And so what you want to do is that, first of all, you want to learn how to, instead of resisting your feelings, how to allow and process them, which is exactly, again, what I teach all of my clients, and that it's a part of self-coaching, because when it's really empowering. So because when you try to dismiss those feelings or avoid them, resist them, resistance will never go away. It will always be there, and it's not a solution. And you might say, oh, with time. And no, it won't. With time, you'll just become numb. You'll just avoid feeling anything. And the cost of it is when you're not feeling, you're not really living. You want to talk about when you hurt, and you also want to tell yourself, acknowledge that this is how I feel, and allow that and process that. Otherwise, your relationship will be jeopardized and it will become toxic, because those unprocessed feelings, those hidden emotions, they will go somewhere. And oftentimes they will get stored in your body as an extra weight, or again, other things. Like the definition of disease is that disease, it is, not it is. So when you are carrying all of those feelings and emotions that are heavy, negative, toxic, unprocessed, that creates that disease. It's totally, you can avoid all of that. And of course, staying truly authentic to yourself is the reason to do that in the first place, so that you can be that truly best version of yourself without anyone else. And that's how you attract the best partner to you. Principle number four is that you must set your boundaries, personal boundaries. And what I mean by that is not just in the way how men, let's say, communicate with you. And by the way, many women won't set those boundaries that I'm not available to text and talk after 10 p.m. because I'm getting my rest, my beauty sleep, I meditate, I do my ritual. If you don't set those boundaries, and by the way, it's at every stage. So for example, I have a clear boundary at my home is that lights off. So with our kid, obviously lights off, he's in bed, 10 o'clock. My husband, if he decides to stay and watch TV, it's fine. But there's no conversations. There's no phone ringing. He watches TV with headphones on. It doesn't even matter that I'm in a different, like I'm in the bedroom, he's in the living room. None of that matters. It's total silence. It's even energetically, just even having that noise on the background. And that's my boundary. Like my sleep is my priority, because I get to be, again, the best version of myself. So when you don't set that boundary in terms of personal space, yes, but there is more boundaries. There's boundaries where this is what I choose to do. So for example, your hobbies, your interests, your friends, your personal space where, for example, I'm very protective of my personal space. I work hard during the week, but I also want to rest during the weekend. So I am creating those boundaries where it's really important to me. I go to a spa once a week. I go get a massage, and it's very important to me. And so when you meet somebody and they say, well, maybe just skip that. Oh, your yoga practice. Let's just go do something else together. But your yoga practice is your priorities, things like that. It's really, really important that, oh, he might just say, well, your girlfriends, I don't really like, it's kind of that. And that is, by the way, what happens with the signs of those narcissistic men, abusive men, is that they take away. But that's a different conversation. What I just want to say is that you want to set those boundaries where you take the time for just me time and process your feelings, right? And just space to do the things that you love, like practice yoga, or go get a massage, or go meet your girlfriends, or some other hobbies that you have. Like maybe you like reading in a coffee shop and enjoying a cup of latte and just people watching. Like I do that. And it's really, really important to set that, communicate that, because again, it's going to fill you up. The time that you take to meditate, to learn, to go swimming, all of it. And then also when you come back, you come recharged, you come refilled, you have something to share. You now constantly like fascinating. Like, I've learned this, I've done this. Like, he keeps discovering you every single time. But again, you're not doing it just to entertain your man. You're doing it because you have your boundaries in place, because again, you put yourself first, you're being authentic to yourself. My family, obviously, I've never missed a meditation ever in my life. If we have to go somewhere, let's say 5 a.m, we are driving to an airport, they're going to sit quietly, both my son and, we'll be sleeping. That's what happens. So the taxi driver will have music off, complete silence, and they are sleeping, napping, and I'm meditating. It's really like, there's no exceptions. My family will never say, oh, why don't you just skip it? Like, I'm going to do it in the car. We will talk about it. Like, hey, if you want me to leave early, this is what I'm going to do. I need the space. What I'm saying is that it's never ending. Like, you constantly, like, you communicate that. It's just like new things coming up. You continue setting those boundaries where, like, having those conversations where your needs being honored, because you honor your needs. And your man learns from you how to do that too. He learns it from you. And you got to, again, put yourself first, be authentic, and honor your own personal boundaries. Moving on to principle number 5, is that you want, when you are in a relationship, and even at the early stages when you're dating, it is very important to have healthy, and I would add, emotionally adequate disagreements. So what it means is that you don't want to keep silent. You don't want to pretend like something doesn't bother you when it does. You actually want to express it. You want to disagree. You want to express your opinion. Again, you want to be showing up authentically, having an opinion, taking a position. When a man starts talking about something you disagree with and you don't believe that, you don't see it from the same perspective, talk about it. So instead of just hiding or staying away from, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, I don't want to create an argument, maybe because in the past, your only version of arguments were just dramatic, toxic, dysfunctional ways of having arguments. Maybe you watched your parents do that, or you had somebody who was abusive and again toxic. It's very healthy to have healthy arguments, especially because we are, let's just be real, nobody's going to be just like you, right? That's not the point. You actually want somebody who is different yet complementary to you, and obviously understanding again what works for you, understanding what your extreme sides are, so being aware of that, so not doing it in a way, for example, I'm a West type. So West type tends to be dominant and can become aggressive and pushy. And again, understanding that, bringing that awareness, where it's coming from, and being aware and having conversation in the way where you manage your own mind and you process feelings. So I still feel anger. And I don't express anger. So when I have a healthy argument, when I get angry, I feel it. I can say, I feel angry. I might go and process it. Say, I need some time to go and process it. And then I come back. And then I talk about, I felt angry. Oh, I still feel angry. This is why. We have a conversation. I process my feelings. And we have a healthy argument, where I see a situation from one perspective, my husband sees it from another. We can learn from each other. We can help each other see things differently. We can hold space for each other, especially so important when your man, I believe that it's what our partners do, is that hold that space, hold that container, especially for us. Like, if you have a lot of self in you, like, so I'm a West South type. Self, it's emotions, it's feelings, it's your mission is to feel. And like a complimentary man, a North type of man, he can just be there and listen and hold the space and just bring his logical perspective and help you calm down, right? Or in my case, I can get so, like, that dominant extreme side West, but in my East partner type, like, very kind of, he brings that lightness and playfulness, and it's sort of like distinguishes like a fire, that fire of anger, and he'll say something playful and lighten up a situation or just like shift attention to something else. He naturally does it, but it sort of diffuses that. Now imagine being with somebody who, again, is also would be my the same type as me, Wes, who would I start an argument with aggression and anger, and then he is also angry and aggressive, and like next thing you know is two people like having a fist fight, a physical fight. And it's of course, that's not what I'm talking about. So healthy arguments, ways to release that, have your man to listen to you. Definitely talk about what bothers you, what you disagree with, and do it right away, like first date. The way he talked to waiter, like instead of like, oh, judging and then going to talk to your girlfriends. Can you believe it? I had such a bad date, like this guy, the way he talked to waiter. No, it's an opportunity. Like, be authentic. If you don't like something, if you disagree with something, bring it up right away. You gotta be able to do that, because if you think, oh, I'll just meet somebody with whom I'm not gonna have arguments at all, it's a naive way of thinking. It's like you can just jump from one relationship to the next. Like, each relationship will last just a few months during that euphoria stage when everything is just perfect. And in reality, like, nobody's perfect. We're humans. We have both sides, good and bad. We have strengths and weaknesses. Principle number 6. That's one of my favorites because I love doing this. Invest in yourself. A woman authentically investing. So understanding what is your source of power, what builds your confidence for you, or what helps you grow your self-esteem, what taps into your strengths. And again, this is why I use personality typing, because the whole concept, a principle, is that you focus on your strengths instead of trying just to work on your weaknesses and build on the things that like weak for you. No, it's the other way around. So invest in yourself, giving yourself those sources of pleasure, those sources of power. And for every personality type, it's going to be different. And again, you can tap into different things. Definitely important that you give yourself permission to do what you love, to surround yourself. So, for example, for me, aesthetically, visually beautiful aesthetics, everything from the view in my window to my work area to what I wear. So I work obviously from home, but I will dress for myself that is authentic to how I feel that day in that moment, and surrounding myself with beautiful things. It's important to me. I'm very visual. So West type, again, visual modality, perceiving information. Even when I choose to go to places, like I go to a nail salon, I will, like, for me, it's very important what it looks like and the atmosphere and like the design of it, the aesthetics of it. It's not, I don't just go, okay, whatever place around the corner to get my nails done. I don't think this way. So it's very intentional. And I invest in that. I go for the best. And West wants the best. But I think any type can want the best, that like best in your own way. For somebody, it will be something else that's important. It's like, in terms of relationship, you connect with somebody and maybe the aesthetics of a place doesn't matter, but it's a relationship you build over the years with this person. And you feel like you're good friends, like maybe you're soft type and you just go, like you have this, like you actually made a friend out of somebody who does your nails, like you created friendship out of it. So it's different, but investing in yourself, so, so important. And for me, it's constant growth, so I can make bigger impact. So for me, it's investing in education, investing in trainings, investing in coaching, investing in anything like, again, visually beautiful. So learning how to become a personal stylist, investing in my wardrobe, building it, very important. And what is that source for you? What's important to you? And allow yourself to have it. Because so many women might say, well, you know, I really want to do this, but I'm going to wait. And they kind of just don't give themselves permission to have it. Or they just think that someday, one day, but behind this is really, you don't allow yourself, and just work through that. Because when you have that authentic need and desire, let's say, like, I have a need and desire, I actually won't function well until like I am in a beautiful place aesthetically. I cannot focus and concentrate, let's say, going to some busy, noisy, not clean, loud, uncomfortable coffee shop. Like maybe people sitting next to me and like, I don't like the way they just be very loud, or like, I don't like the smell of a place. Like very, for me, like I won't go there. And so again, no, and I will invest in the beautiful space. So I will go, like if I go somewhere, it's going to be a nice place, like high end, quiet and luxurious and all of the things. And then seven, the final one is that just don't do anything that you don't want to do, like you don't feel like doing when it comes to obviously in a relationship. Don't do something right away when the guy asks you, even choosing the place. If you are not into, like, I wouldn't go into sports bar, for example. That's just not my place. Like, I don't drink beer. I don't like TVs. I don't like noise, like loud crowds and all of that. I don't like the smell of it. I just won't go. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Don't, if you don't feel like it. And ideally, you want to align your whole life where exactly, again, learning your personality type and understanding that everything you do, from your home environment to what you wear to who you date to the choice of career you make, it's all driven by that. Because it's aligned, it's like really authentic. We are born in certain energies and certain dominant energies, and it's just how things are. So just really accepting that, allowing yourself to be that. And what it means, again, if you were like my type, somebody who is very, very powerful, and somebody told you, well, you're too powerful, you should be more of this, you should be more feminine or more like flexible and easygoing. But for you, it's your thing is that you are strong and you're very direct and you are powerful. So tap into that. Just be more of that instead of just trying to be this blah version and trying to be somebody you're not. Don't try to be somebody you're not. The easiest way in a relationship not to be somebody you're not is by choosing your compatible partner, because he naturally wants you to be exactly who you are. And if you're somebody who is not compatible, they will try to change you. They will criticize you. They will judge you. They will say things, well, why can't you be more of this? Or why, like, you're too much of that. Why can't you be less of that? Don't do anything because like somebody else expects, this man expects you to be more of this or less of that. Don't do anything because like you should do that because it's your obligation. That's not what an authentic woman does. And it comes from place you go to when you have sex, and don't have sex when you don't want to ever. Even if you've been in a relationship with your partner for whatever, 10 years or longer, don't tolerate. Don't fake. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Tell the truth. This is how I feel. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. This is what pleases me. This is what makes me excited. It's everything. It's from what you do on your first date to what you do in bed to what you do when you share your home, your living space. And again, do that in an authentic way. Do it in an adequate way. Do it in the way that you don't betray yourself. You don't compromise who you are. You don't neglect yourself. You don't put anyone else's needs first. You don't put this man on a pedestal like he's God and you just have to pay this price to be with him. Don't do any of that. It's about being equally on the stage called life, called your relationship, where your relationship is a stage. And there are two main actors, and they're both equally important. There will be no play if one of the actors gets off that stage. And the stage is an equal stage. There are two partners, yeah, different, yet complementary. And it's just beautiful to see this dance of energies. And each of you, each of these partners is expressed authentically. When you step on the stage called life, step on it authentically. This is your stage. You get to decide what it's going to look like, what it's going to feel like. And of course, when you show up authentically, you practically guarantee that when you're ready to play that new play that's called the relationship, you attract, you bring in on the stage somebody who is meant to be there, who is compatible with you, who is the right person for you. And the only way you can attract him to that stage is by showing there first authentically, fully expressed in who you are, in personality typing terms, fully aligned with your personality type, focusing on your strengths, just simply finding a compatible partner who will compensate for your weaknesses. That is this exciting journey of being authentic, the easiest thing you can do when you just allow yourself. And again, when you have a compass and a map, you know what it means. Because so many people talk about authenticity and be yourself and all of that. But what it really means, what's so beautiful again about personality typing, it just gives you a very clear compass and a map of what it means for you specifically. And you go on your journey, you completely align with that. And then you see how you blossom, how you have more energy, how your math, when you create that relationship, 1 + 1, when you put those two single digits next to each other, you don't get two. There's two single digits next to each other standing side by side. You get 11. 1 + 1 = 11. What a beautiful, special angel number. That is what authenticity makes possible for you. I'd love to hear from you what else makes you, principles you live by as an authentic woman, and which of these principles stood out the most for you and maybe was an aha moment or you had a breakthrough. Please DM me at Paulina Solda on Instagram. And if you love this episode, leave a review. I'll really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Live your life with love. I'll see you in the next episode. If you love this podcast, please leave a review and share what's been most valuable to you. Simply scroll down, tap to rate, and click to write a review. We're giving away a $25 Amazon gift card and we'll announce a winner picked at random next week. Thank you so much.